Are you a RuPaul's Drag Race fan? Then make sure you are subscribed to the Reality Rundown's official Drag Race podcast, The Tuck. Every week, our hosts recap the latest episodes of Drag Race, from the drama in the workroom to the fashions on the runway. We discuss it all, honey. So make sure to subscribe to our podcast everywhere you listen to your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Get into it, sisters.
Hi, I'm your host, Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast and a production of the Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. Well, today, guys, we are back with another episode of my podcast, Flipping the Table, and I'm joined by a very special guest, my friend, Reality TV Kid. How are you?
Good. What's up, everyone? I'm so excited to be back.
Thank you for coming back. I saw like a lot of positive, like the ratings kind of like spiked when you were on. So I was like, oh, let me have him on again.
I'm honored. So, I appreciate you having me. Thanks, Jack.
Yes, thank you for coming on. And we have to get into part two of the reunion. But before that, I want to ask you, like, who was your best and worst dressed at the reunion?
Oh, good question. Okay. Loved Jennifer's look. From her makeup, her hair, her dress. Like, she always goes above and beyond. Loved it. Worst. Oh, I feel bad. Honestly, though, they all looked pretty good. They did.
They all looked pretty good.
Yeah, I'll give worst to Tracy, even though she hasn't been shown yet. I didn't like her dress.
I think she was totally edited out.
Right? I think so, too, because they didn't even show any promo.
I feel, like, really bad. I heard this from someone that she was there, like, waiting for a couple of hours, and they brought her out for, like, maybe, like, 10 minutes or something. Or 20 minutes.
I know, that stinks. Whatever. I mean, I can't imagine how much she had to talk about, but...
Yeah, I felt bad, but then I'm like, oh, maybe she's not returning next season. That's probably why. But then I kind of, like, spoke to her. Like, I asked her, and she pretty much just told me. She's like, yeah, I had, a meeting with one of the producers, and they want me back in some type of capacity, but that, like, I'm not sure of yet because I have my children who I want to, like, take to the beach and do all that stuff, so I'm really not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, do you want her back?
I would be fine with or without, you know, it is what it is. I think, you know, she did what she could this season, but I think she'd have to definitely bring more if she wants to come back.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like I would say, you know, let her come back maybe in like some type of guest form, like a reoccurring guest.
Yeah.
And just, she has to bring a little more this time.
Right.
Because I feel like they need a stacked cast. Because they had the four seasons with the same cast. So, like, a bunch of new cast members plus her from this season would be good.
Exactly. I agree. Kind of like season five vibes. Like, it was a lot.
Yes, that's what I was getting when I heard about the three people who are testing, or I don't even know if all three of them are filming or not. But it took me back to, like, season five when they had those three girls come in.
Exactly. Because it's fine to have the same cast, but you just have to throw in some extra ladies to mix it up.
Yes. And Jackie's demotion. What do you think about that?
I think it's time. Honestly... You know, I'm not the biggest fan of Jackie at all, but her personal storyline was great this season. I just think she gave what she gave. It seems very repetitive how she argues and fights. So I think it's fine. I think she'll actually do better as a friend. She'll maybe be more fun, more light, and I think it would be kind of cool to see that.
Yeah, and maybe it'll give her more time to work on her recovery. Like, I don't know if it was Bravo's decision or her decision. That I'm not sure. I'm kind of leaning at as it was Bravo's decision.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this will help her with her recovery thing. So,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was time for a little bit of a change. But everyone's like, why would they demote Jackie when she had like that personal storyline this season? And then I was kind of thinking, like, maybe it was the timing because, like, it's been four seasons with the same cast. They were bound to make a change next season, even though she brought so much with her personal storyline and it touched a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. So you're even right. Like, it would be a perfect timing because she could focus on herself and she could still share her storyline, just not as much.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm sure she'll be in every episode like Marlo Hampton or Danielle.
Yes. And that'd be fine. I'd be fine with that.
It'll be fine. So, yes, let's we have to get into this reunion part two.
Ooh.
That last night, like, what did you think about this, that part, that reunion, that what episode, whatever, reunion part two? What did you think of it? Did you like part one better? Did you like this part better?
Honestly, both parts like left me feeling like weird. Like it was just like a lot. You know what I mean? Like I was like shook. Like I did not expect half of the stuff to happen. I don't watch any of the previews because I like to be surprised.
I know.
And I thought it was just like so much like, you know, intensity, and they all were really going for it. Like they just all gave it their all.
They all did, but I thought we would see more of like Jen and Dolores. Like we saw that in the first part, but in the second part, they didn't really interact with each other. But like next week, it looks like they could interact more.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So, and I'm ready for that.
Yeah. And then this reunion, most of the drama was pretty much based on the Gorga and Judice feud. Yeah. I mean, that feud has been going on for so long, and then it stopped for a few years, and now it's coming back. Like, do you think it'll change the whole thing and it'll go back to like season 3, 4, 5?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm kind of glad this happened, not to like wish that they're fighting all the time, but mm-hmm. you could tell like the past few seasons they've just, like Melissa said, they've been faking it. Like they just kind of like tolerate each other, they sweep things under the rug. So I think it's time like they finally just like admitted that they don't really love each other like that. They have a lot of respect, they love each other as family, but they don't have to be friends. Like I think Teresa and her brother have respect for each other and they could like, you know, coexist and family wise, but Melissa and Teresa, you can tell like when they go at it, they go at it. Like at least like, you know, be honest about it and give us some drama, you know, because I just hated seeing like the past few seasons them faking it and then like never anything happening. It just seemed very like strange to me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like Joe and Teresa have that genuine relationship, but it's like because Melissa is there, because it's his mm-hmm. wife, and she kind of like almost gets involved kind of because she's his wife and you're not going to change that. Mm-hmm. But I do feel Joe and Teresa do have that genuine relationship. She just doesn't have that relationship with Melissa, which she doesn't really, she's not forced to have that whole relationship. And the whole bridesmaid thing, like, yes, I did feel bad, but you know, mm-hmm. she has her four daughters and she has Louis sisters who she became very close to. So mm-hmm. like, you know,
totally.
I don't know why. I get why she's offended, but I don't. Because, like, she had her in her wedding. But also, you guys aren't so close. So why would she have you in, like, the bridal party? That's, like, a big thing in the wedding.
Right. And I agree. Like, Melissa's a right to feel upset about it. But right after they talked about Melissa not being in the wedding, Melissa goes, let's stop faking it. We're not close. Like, we don't have a relationship. So why would you expect to be in her wedding? You know, and I totally, I'm not only going against Melissa because everyone thinks I'm like blindly loyal to Teresa, but the fact is like they both have completely different sets of friends. They have like different views. Like they're just not the same people just because their family doesn't have to make them friends, you know?
Yes. And it's, you know, I try to like see like both sides, especially on this podcast. And a lot of the listeners are coming from my page where it's very unbiased. And now I'm showing that opinion, but in a lot of these things, I can see both sides, and I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we only see them really together on camera. We don't really see them off camera.
Totally.
So I get it. Like, I get both sides. But, like, you know, what are you going to do? I mean,
yeah, it is what it is at this point. They've been going at it for so many years. Like, let's just leave it as being acquaintances and family. And when they fight, they fight. When they get along, they get along. Who cares, you know?
Yeah, but I'm sure Teresa is still mad about the whole thing about them coming on in mm-hmm. season 3 because she even mentioned that at this reunion. So she's probably still upset about that.
Yeah, you know, she definitely holds major grudges. She even brought it up on the girls' trip. Like, and I think like that's like her like main source of hurt. Like, she's been through so much. She, you know, jail, her husband got deported, her parents died. But I think what really, like, when she really acts out and lashes out, it dealt with like Melissa and Joe, and that was like her biggest, you know, anger and hurt on the show we've seen.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone thinks that she's so mean, she has no heart, but Teresa's not like that when the cameras are down and she's just at a party hanging out with her friends. Like, she's not like that.
The best.
When she's on the show, she always has to feel like she's in defense mode. Mm-hmm. So she always has that wall up, and you think that she's very mean. But on the other hand, when the cameras are down, she's a very sweet, kind-hearted person.
Right.
I mean, when I was at, when I was at Jennifer Aiden's birthday party, and I saw Teresa, and I went up to her, she was so sweet. She gave me a hug. She asked me how I am. And, you know, she was with Louis. So Louis was so sweet. Louis remembered who I was. And you could see, like, she was smiling the whole night. She was with Louis. She looked so, so happy. She even said to me, "Hi, honey, can you take some pictures of me and Louis?" Like, it was so sweet. It was so funny. I took a bunch of pictures of them. And actually, the one that she posted, I took. So I was like, oh, I took that picture. And, you know, I took, like, a bunch of them, bunch of pictures for them. Aww. And then she was asking me, like, oh, do you think, like, I should put my hair back or have it forward? Like, what do you think? And I was like, oh, no, you look gorgeous, like, either way. She's like, oh, no, stop it.
Well, like, she's just so down to earth. Like, she always includes, you know, she, like, is so always so sweet to everyone. Like,
she really is. So that's why, like, I feel bad when she gets all that hate that she's a mean person. But she's really not a mean person. It's just the show where she always has to be on defense mode.
Yeah, they come for the top dog. So she has to.
They do. And I wonder next season with these new girls what they're going to do. Oof. I hope, like, they kind of I hope they get in the middle, but also they don't, like,
overstep their boundaries. Yes. You know they have to have their own opinions, their, you know, their own drama. They can't just follow the past drama and, you know, stuff like that.
Like, I feel when Jackie came in season 9 that, like, do you remember if she tried to have, like, that, like, a friendship with Teresa? I feel like she just came in and kind of, like, said that thing about Joe and Jill.
Yeah, totally. She knows. She's smart. She knows what she was doing.
Because she came in as Margaret's friend. I feel like they should all come in with, like, an open mind and, like, try to become friends with everyone and let, like, the drama kind of form on its own, not to be, like, you know.
Right, like Dolores did that. Dolores has always been in the middle, and she always sees multiple sides.
Yeah, Jennifer, like, even really put in the middle.
Right, Jennifer feuded with Jackie and Margaret, but she was, you know, cordial to everyone in the beginning. It's, you have to do that.
Yeah, Jennifer, Jackie, and Margaret, they're always, like, so up and down, and Melissa is so up and down, and not to mention, Melissa was invited to Jennifer's party, and she didn't show.
I mean, you were there, so regardless, you had a great night, right?
No, yeah, it was so fun. I had an amazing night. Awesome. But, like, I felt like I was going to see Melissa because Melissa and Jennifer are friends now. So I thought I would see her at the party, but maybe with Teresa, maybe that's still, I don't know, going on that little thing. Because, you know, when she was on TMZ, she's like, oh, we're family, we're good. But, like, everyone knew, like, it wasn't good.
Right. What do you think about that? Like, do you think she should have showed up? Do you think she should have just let out? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I felt like maybe if she really, really wanted to move forward with Jen, she should have just showed up, even if it was for, like, an hour or less, just to say hi and everything and just mingle a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's what I think. If she really wanted to move forward with her, Jennifer extended that olive branch and invited her to her own party, her private party with no cameras to mention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and she didn't show.
Yep. And I hate to be shady. You don't have to answer this, but I bet you if there was cameras, she would show up. Just because, I don't know, if Jennifer's trying to make an effort and be sweet and invite her to a birthday party, was an exclusive party she spent, I'm sure, thousands and thousands of dollars on, be nice and show your face. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even have to say hi to Teresa. Say hi to Jennifer.
I mean, I think she should say hi to Teresa just to be nice. But, like, she didn't really have to mingle with her. You know, I just would have liked to see her there and be like, oh, now people can say, oh, you know, Melissa's trying to make an effort and vice versa.
Totally, because
it would have looked better, because, like, I'm tired of the same 3-on-3.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Mix together. Like, Jennifer and Melissa have, like, the potential to start a real friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I would have loved to see that, but I guess we didn't see that. I wonder what's going to happen next season.
I know. It's going to be a lot of different stuff's going to go down. You know, who knows where Dolores stands? Who knows where Melissa stands? It's, like, a lot of mess, especially with the newbies coming on. I'm excited. Yeah.
And not to mention, Dolores and Melissa are both in tough places. I mean, with Jennifer, and then if she's being friends with Jennifer, and then is she going to disrespect Marge? But it's like, it's so, like, whatever, be friends with whoever you want. And, you know, I feel like Dolores is also in a really tough place because she's friends with Margaret and she's really close with Teresa.
Totally.
So I feel bad for both of them. They're, like, stuck in, like, a rock and a hard place. You know that saying?
It is. Yeah, totally. So,
yeah. I know we got a little off track. We should probably go back into the reunion.
That's what happens. We have to talk. Speak our minds.
We have, like, a good chat.
Always.
But I don't know. I thought maybe part 1 was better.
I know what you mean.
There was so much more, like, chaos in part 1. And in part 2, there was a little bit more chaos. But it didn't really go on till the end. Like, Jennifer and Margaret really go at it at the end of the episode.
Right.
Andy go crazy. And then, you know, Jennifer brought her receipts, the big, laminated poster board with the text with the Instagram post.
Iconic.
Which is it was so funny that she brought that. I was laughing. And I feel like everyone else thought it was iconic, and Andy thought it was a TED talk, but I feel like Andy has a little bias towards her.
So he definitely does not respect her as much as the other ladies. But when Jersey like never has that like edge, they never really bring receipts. They never like, you know, are like messy like that. And Jennifer has like given us this new dynamic and energy. And the fact that Andy just like plays it off and doesn't give her the like, you know, attention or effort, like this would have been a huge moment. Like she was literally like revealing and exposing so much stuff to defend herself. And they just like brushed it off. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and like not that I'm not taking anyone's side, but I would just love to see unbiased editing towards all the women.
Yes, you know? So, yeah, you never, Jack, you never take sides. You just like to see fairness. That's all you.
Yeah, that's all I want to see is the fairness. Like with the tweet that Jackie made, like Jennifer made a great point, and they kind of just brushed over that.
Right. Exactly. Jennifer brings up these points and she has everything like fully prepared in her mind, and they don't like give her the satisfaction. It's ridiculous. And then they'll ask Teresa and Jennifer the toughest questions, you know?
Yeah. And then the same with the body shaming thing. So the leggings, I didn't think that she meant it to sound like that. Mm-hmm. Like her ass will look better in, or her ass doesn't look good in those leggings. I even said that. I said that with you because she has this new line of leggings. Like it makes whatever, everything like look good or fit into place. Mm-hmm. That's what she was kind of saying. Like, cause she should have wore my new leggings. Cause my new leggings, I promote that they make everything look good compared to those leggings, whatever the brand was. And she didn't, whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing at the Nashville dinner, well, where she said Margaret never misses a meal. That wasn't that great.
No. Yeah.
Probably said that.
That was too much. And she didn't apologize for it. Yeah, she knew she was wrong. That wasn't right.
That wasn't so great. But I don't think Teresa's a body shamer.
No, I think she was really trying to be shady and throw a dig, and it landed wrong, and it was too much. So I'm glad she apologized for it. But, you know, like, it is what it is. It's very hypocritical. They all say stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, no one's perfect. No one on that show is perfect. They're all shady. They all say things. I mean,
right. And I'm just saying, in other like franchises, like New York is crazy and shady and like chaotic. Atlanta is so shady. Like they make comments like that all the time. It's just like I feel like in New Jersey, like they're very hypocritical and like you said, like biased editing.
Yeah, like New Jersey is a very different franchise compared to New York and Beverly Hills. Like it's very, very different.
Yeah, totally.
The whole vibe is different, but like. Yep. That's what I like. I kind of like that they're all kind of different in their own ways, the franchises.
Totally. Love it.
That's what I kind of like. And, you know, back to the reunion. Like, what else really like went on that was kind of like crazy?
So, yeah, like we kind of covered this part. Well, the beginning we saw like the end of Joe Gorga walking off in the family drama.
Oh, yes. And then, you know, and yeah, Teresa went to get him and, you know. And I heard like a little tea that, you know, they kind of like threatened him to come back almost.
Really? With something. Like,
what? I don't know if it was not really a threat, but just like, you know, Joe, you better get back here.
An ultimatum.
Like, you know?
Yeah, like an ultimatum they gave him. If you don't come back, you get, I don't know, something. But
I think it was something like that.
Yeah. I just got to say, though, like, as much as I love and support Teresa, I do see both sides somewhat. I think that they're very, you know, just like, attacking and I don't know, unfair with Teresa, because I think they take what she says and run with it and like just use it against her. But like I don't see what she said that set Melissa off so bad. I do see that maybe her saying agreeing that he was a bitch boy or whatever.
Yeah.
That was wrong. You know, you don't want to call your brother that on national television. So he had a right to walk off, but like just I don't know. I think they're both wrong and like they just love to make Teresa look like the villain. But I see both sides, and I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, I always see both sides. I always try to look at both sides. But I Teresa shouldn't have said the bitch boy thing, and then the whole walk-off thing was a little dramatic. Like, I think that was, like, the first time a husband did that. And then it kind of, like, when Teresa said, you're kind of like a housewife, and then he walked off, it was funny to me. It really was. It was, like, only housewives walk off reunions, not husbands.
She was right.
So... I mean, yeah.
I hate to say it, but, you know, Joe Gorga, I get it. He's been involved since day one. He's been the main subject of family drama on the show, but it becomes too much when he gets involved with the other ladies and maybe puts Jennifer down or put Dolores down last season. I think it's like good. I don't like to see husbands too involved. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I never have. Like we all hated Jim Marchese. Obviously, he was way worse, but we hated how he would
gross. Anyway, gross. He was in a different category.
Gross. But I'm just saying, like maybe PK from Beverly Hills, the way he goes against the ladies, used to go against the women. Like go, like deal with your wife, deal with your family, but don't go against the other women because then you're just doing too much. Like that's not your job.
Yeah, and also like Aaron, I was just watching Beverly Hills season 10.
Yes,
and Aaron got involved a lot.
It's awkward. Like it's uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, and then like Peter that. From Atlanta, Cynthia's ex. Oh my god, I remember the whole Patricia thing. Oh my
yeah,
god.
Patricia, Lou Peter. I can't with him. It
was crazy.
Messy, messy.
But like, do you think they show too much of the husbands? Because I know a lot of people on Twitter have been saying that they show too much.
Yeah, this is the thing. I think in the beginning it was fun to watch. It's fun to see them. It's fun to see them, you know, for a few scenes a season. But like they don't need their like
don't need solo scenes.
No, like
they're
full
good with the women and those in the group events. But
yes,
like, I don't think they really need their own solo scenes.
No,
it takes time out of the episode.
Totally,
I really love the husbands. Right, that's what I think.
Yeah, they're just overdoing it now. And also, I don't like how they're always at group events. It's fun to see them once in a while, but like the women, I think kind of like change their tones and voices when the men are around. So I kind of like when they're on their own because it's like more chaotic. They don't have to worry about their men, you know?
Yeah, the atmosphere is different when you have different people there.
Totally.
So
I don't like that.
Yeah. And then I don't know why I'm like drawing a blank about this whole reunion.
It was a mess. It was crazy.
It was a mess. There was just like so much going on that I don't even remember.
So chaotic. I mean, I'm excited for all the husbands to come out next week because we get to see Bill and Frank, and I think they definitely get involved a lot. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then Frank Senior said he doesn't love Paulie.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what that's about. That's surprising because I feel like they always
looks like a good guy, Paulie, like a sweet guy.
And, you know, Frank got along so well with David and Dolores. I know Dolores is, like, a fan of Frank's. I don't know if he's still dating that girl, but they all, like, I feel like they're always been all so close to all the people in their lives.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see about that.
Do you think it's weird that Frank lives with David now?
Bizarre. I forgot they revealed that. Yeah.
I guess it's a little weird, but they became so close. But
I get it.
It's a little weird.
Because
you don't know if like David asks Frank for info on Dolores and Paulie, like, you don't know.
And it'd be different if Dolores and David were still on good terms. Like Dolores says, she doesn't even talk to David. David doesn't even look at her. Like that's why it's weird. Like, I don't know.
I wonder if they have talked since they broke up in like July or August.
Yeah, I would like to know.
I mean, I'm very curious.
I mean, he moved on very quickly. I know she has a man too, but like, it just seemed like very strange how quickly he moved on and. I don't know. I think
she moved on quickly also. I feel like she started dating him in like August because, you know, no one caught this except for me.
Mm-hmm.
When Teresa was on Watch What Happens Live during the premiere episode and Andy asked Teresa, have you ever met Paulie? And she's like, yeah, I met him on FaceTime in Nashville. That was late August.
Oh, but you're
she's
right.
She's been like talking to him since August or something.
So like literally she broke up with David during the beginning of filming and then found Paulie at the end of filming.
Yeah, you know, I think it was, I don't know, I don't think she was may have been looking. I think just she told, like, said, like, a friend set her up and maybe it just stuck and that's what happened.
Yeah, good for her. I mean, David was.
I'm happy for her that she moved on fast because I feel like she always deserves, like, a good person because she's such an amazing person. And David kind of, like, strung her along for 5 years.
Totally. He didn't even seem like a real boyfriend, you know, like, she deserved way better. I'm glad.
Yeah. And, you know, I heard Paulie's very, very nice and very sweet and treats her well. So, you know, I'm happy for her.
Totally. They look good together, too.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll film next season.
I hope so. I think that would give her a great storyline, too, especially if Frank and him don't get along.
Well, do you think Frank will be out if he comes in?
I don't think I think he's spent too much time with all the guys. The guys love him. It's like they love showing the husband's dynamic. So, I mean, she's had a I think he'll stick around.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be funny to see the ex-husband and the boyfriend at the group events together.
Yeah, see, I would like, even though we just talked about not loving seeing too much of the husbands, it'd be cool to see that kind of play out.
Yeah, I'm sure Bravo and Sirens is going to do something like that, a little shady.
Right, wait, not,
I do kind of feel bad.
Yeah,
It
we
will be like
to
little.
to go back to the Jennifer's party real quick. Did
Yeah.
so? I mean, Dolores obviously wasn't invited, so they're still
No.
not on good terms.
Nope.
Oof.
Oh, and that's going to be a whole thing next season. And they're saying that Dolores saved her spot as full time because of her new feud with Jen.
Definitely. I'm glad she did. I mean, listen, I think people underestimate Dolores. She's been a great cast member. She's especially
Yeah.
when she has feuds, it's like 0 to 100. So I'm excited to see that play out.
And I feel like it was almost like kind of like maybe bound to happen. I really didn't think it was going to happen. I mean, I heard little things in the summer from people, but they weren't so reliable. So I kind of like didn't believe it. And now that I see it, that I think they were having these feelings off camera while they were filming, but just never brought it up. And then it came out during the season airing.
I
That's what
agree.
I think.
Totally. Because you could see it was maybe building up like off camera and little things here and there. But
Yeah.
I'm glad we got to see it play out.
So that'll definitely be a crazy few next season. And I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, are you excited for next season? I mean, they're
I
filming in
am.
like
Yeah,
2 weeks.
can we talk about the potential new girls?
Oh, yes, of course. So Danielle Cabro, so she's going to be coming in as a friend of Teresa. So I heard that they don't want to start filming unless they have everything set because they don't want to make the same mistakes as they did before. Not saying Tracy was a mistake, but they kind of made her full time and then not full time and they kind of like did that to her. So they want to make sure what they're getting and not have to do those any of those changes last minute. But I think they're all three in, which is really good to see. I mean, even if Danielle is Cabral is full time and then Jen, who is Margaret's friend, and Rachel, who is Melissa's friend, as
Yeah.
two friends, and then Jackie a friend. So like six housewives and three friends, like that'll be crazy. But like I like that.
Yeah, we deserve it by now. It's
Yeah.
it we've had the same cast for so long, and like Jersey has never even had more than six full-time housewives, right? So I think that'd be awesome to see. I love how they're bringing on two young girls because I love like when they did that with Jackie and Jennifer 4 years ago, it was a great change. We needed that. So I think bringing on like young energy, and I think they would just mold in really well with the cast. And then I know Margaret's friend Jennifer, the potentially coming on, she'd be cool
Yeah.
to see too, even though she's, different than the two other new girls. It's kind of cool to see different sides of people,
Yeah, I
Yeah.
just hope they don't get like edited out because that'll just make me annoyed.
Oh, they love doing that. They really do. But that's why
Yeah.
I think they should all start as like friends and see what they bring. You know what I mean? Like, so
I
instead of
mean,
like,
they've done that before, like a bunch of times. They filmed as friends and then they promoted them mid-season, like Mary Cosby. She was supposed to be a friend, and then she
right.
filmed halfway as a friend and then she went full time, but it looked like she was full time the whole time.
Right,
So,
and that's fine as long as they figure it out. But instead of like, they I think they gave I not to put Tracy down, but they gave her a lot of, filming opportunities last season. It was kind of just not a waste, but it was kind of just like unnecessary. So I think they
but
have to.
also I think it just took our time to get comfortable around the
Yeah, I'm
cameras
sure. I'm sure.
because she was more silent in the beginning, but then she started to like talk a lot and get involved later in the season. So I feel like I'd like to see her come back just to give her a second chance now that she's comfortable with the cameras.
Especially with other new girls coming on because it was hard joining that cast.
Yes. I mean, joining alone is kind of hard, but then joining with other people, it kind of makes it easier
Yeah,
almost.
you have other people to look at, other people like related to you, so that's good.
Or I guess like allies, maybe, who
Yeah,
knows?
no, it's true.
But yeah, I
No,
guess we will see about that.
we need
And
to
I
mix
hope.
up, but we need new allies, so I'm excited.
And also we need new intro and everything. That
Oh,
we need
that's.
new.
It's ridiculous.
Especially if Danielle is full time. We need a whole new thing
Yeah,
there.
it literally looks like someone made it on like PowerPoint or something. It's like they copy, cut and paste these women, and it just looks so like low budget. I can't stand to look at it.
Yes.
And
And
I barely even remember the taglines from this season. They barely showed them.
yeah, they barely showed them, and I usually like memorize all the taglines because I'm
Yeah.
crazy like that. But they really barely showed them. It was just so weird. The editing was so weird this season. I don't know. Like I kind of like season 11 a little better.
I know it took no the editing this season took away from like what the potential, you know what I mean? And yeah, because there was more to last season. This season was just like so quick and choppy. It was like so weird to watch.
So, did you like season 11 better or season 12 better?
I liked, I think, honestly, I agree with you. Like,
And
thoroughly
like, I
season
don't know
11.
why I'm leaning towards liking season 11 better.
No,
It's just like, I don't know, it was just I felt something was off. I don't know what it
me too.
was.
Don't you feel like this season like barely didn't even happen? Like
Yeah, and it was
watching
very
what
fast
yeah,
also.
watching it just felt very like weird and repetitive, and it wasn't like just something was very off. And last season I feel like there was more like grounding, and it just felt like more everyone was like involved more. This season was very like feud happening, feud ending, feud happening, feud ending. It was weird.
Yeah, and you know, I kind of wish they wait till the fall to film and get the winter in there.
Right, because I feel like the ladies don't love to film in the summer, obviously. So I feel like
Yes,
they kind of.
and all the fans like the winter and fall and the holidays, so why don't they just do that? Just wait a couple of more months. I mean,
Yeah.
end of the summer, early fall, film in the winter, in
I
up
don't get
until the
it.
winter or something, you know?
Right. I don't get it because you could tell that they didn't love filming this season, so they were probably rushing it.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. At least let's have high hopes for next season.
I know. Trying to l stay positive. Hopefully next season will be really good, especially with new people. So I'm really excited for to see that. And I can't wait till they start filming to see all the pictures and hear all the tea.
Yes, and we'll be
You
driving.
know.
Let's drive around together to find out where they are.
Oh yeah, we for sure, for sure. And take like exclusive pictures for ourselves.
We'll
That would
stake
be
out.
hilarious.
We're gonna do some stakeouts.
Yeah, we definitely should. And then also like Dolores' softball game is supposed to be in June.
Oh my God,
So,
yes.
because I
Going
guess
to.
because of filming.
Let's
I
go
mean, she
together
kind
this
of like
time.
let that slip during my interview with her,
I
but I
know.
haven't seen anything.
That's
So,
okay. They'll obviously, I'm sure they'll post about it soon anyway, so.
yeah. So that'll be fun.
I know, a lot coming up. I'm excited.
There's a lot coming up. And yeah, I think that's all we have for today. So thank you so much for coming on.
Of course, Jack. I'm so happy to always do this. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and we had a great chat. And I will talk to all the listeners next week on the final part of The Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 12 reunion. Bye, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Bye. Thank you.